welcome to episode 176 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, Lindsay, Laura, and our special guest, Ashley!
Yay!
Hey, guys!
Ashley is another agent here at Outlander Travel. So, Carnival Cruise Lines prides itself on being the most accessible cruise line in the country. What we mean by that is that their ports are within driving distance of more Americans than any other cruise line in the U.S. The Carnival Paradise ship in particular calls Tampa, Florida home for now. Mm-hmm. And Ashley, who's lucky enough to live in Florida, recently went aboard the Paradise, and she's here today to share her experience with us. So let's get started. So
yeah, go ahead.
Where did you go? When did you go, and what was your itinerary?
We left in January. So it was early January. I believe it was the 2nd through the 6th. And so it was a short 4-day cruise, and we went to Cozumel. And then we had 2 days at sea. So it was a quick kind of turnaround, but Cozumel is one of our favorite ports, so it was worth it for us.
What do you do in Cozumel? Because I have people ask me what to do there all the time.
We shop.
I was going to say, you drank tequila all day, thanks for asking. 5-year
wedding anniversary upgrade ring this year.
Oh,
so, nice. Yeah, it was really cool. But we like to shop, and then, of course, you know, there's the restaurants and the bars and everything right there at the port. We didn't have time for a excursion this time, so we didn't do anything. But, I mean, we literally just walked around the port for a while because there's a ton to do there. I mean, there's just a lot within walking distance, so it's an easy port to hang out at.
Carnival has some itineraries that they call Cozumel Plus, and I think it's because they do extended hours. Was that on your cruise? Did you?
No, not this time. No, but I have seen those on the website before. But we've not been able to do one of those yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I would imagine if you were going to do, like, some ruins or something like that, you would definitely want more time.
Yeah, you need it. Yeah, because you need to ferry over.
Yeah, because otherwise the ruins trips, I mean, they seem to pack so much into such a short time. Mm-hmm. And if you're, like, a really big history buff, the time that they allot you there is not nearly enough to enjoy it and kind of soak up the culture of everything.
Right.
Definitely not. We did Chichen Itza a couple years ago, and it was an 8-hour tour, and we basically got an hour and a half at Chichen Itza. That's it. That was all transportation and everything going back and forth. And there really wasn't enough time to actually do any shopping there either, with some of the vendors, because we had a planned route. And then we get back, and we are running for the dock. The guy behind me, they pulled the gangplank on.
Really?
No.
Yes, we were literally like the last ones getting on.
You were those people, huh?
when it's a short excursion.
Excursion, so, you know, there was no fear because the boat doesn't leave without us.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That just happened to us in Jamaica over Christmas, too. They are on Jamaican time, and we were just like, whoa.
Were you on the ship at excursion, too?
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm really glad we were because, yeah, we could have been late.
Yeah, for real.
So tell us about the Paradise, because it is sort of a it's a very special ship, isn't it?
It is. So I went in with a really open mind because, you know, I had said before we actually got this cruise as a complimentary trip for sitting through a timeshare presentation.
And we don't recommend that.
As human beings, we don't recommend that.
Because they said, hey, at the end of this, you'll get a free cruise. And I am, like, staunchly opposed to anything, like, you know, salesy related, probably because I'm in sales, so I know how to, like, see past all the, you know what. So, like, we got the free cruise, and so I went into it with a very open mind because the time period that we could travel, which was over New Year's, there was not a lot of selection because the cruises were already booked. Mm-hmm. So what was left over was, you know, the Paradise, and then there was another one. I think, I don't remember if it was out of Orlando or if it was out of Fort Lauderdale. But for some reason, our schedules didn't align with what they were offering for those cruise ships. So we went ahead and went with the Paradise. And I had a cousin who went on the Paradise the summer before. And so I was asking her about it, like, hey, did you like your trip? Like, was it a great boat? And she was like, yeah, it was nice. You know, I went without my kids for 4 days or 7 days. And you know, it was relaxing, but it was just nothing, you know, that I would probably sign up to do again. And so whenever she told me that, I was freaking out thinking, like, we wasted this free cruise on a crappy ship and we're going to hate it and everything. But honestly, it was not that bad. It really wasn't that bad. It is an older ship, sure. And I really, really didn't understand the idea that they only had balconies with the suites.
Right.
And all the other rooms are interior and then just ocean view. So we did pay to upgrade to an ocean view. We tried to upgrade to a suite once we got there, but they were all sold out because there was a wedding party on our ship and they like took, I think there was only like 15 suites too. There wasn't even a lot of those. So, so we upgraded to an ocean view, which, you know, it is what it is. But again, it really wasn't that bad. The cruise director was fantastic. She was probably the best cruise director that I've had for a cruise. Her name was Jamie D, and she was just hilarious, and she was so personable. And I'm really a firm believer that the cruise director makes or breaks the ship. And because of Jamie D, I kid you not, I would probably go back on the Paradise tomorrow if it wasn't dry docked right now.
Because that would probably be really boring.
But yeah. They have to work, and I don't want any part of that.
Even Jamie D could not save that one. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it is. It's one of Carnival's older ships, and it was built in the time when people didn't want balconies. It wasn't even a consideration. So they were built without balconies. And if I'm not mistaken, the reason the suites have balconies is those are the only ones that had the room where they could, when they renovated the ship, they could create balconies because the suites were large enough to do it.
Is it the is it the Fascination class?
The Fantasy class.
Fantasy class, okay.
I do not think so. I think it's a different class, right?
Yeah, you know? I'm not sure. I don't remember what they said.
But similar, I mean, you know.
Yeah, because like the ones that typically go out of Charleston, which I get a lot of requests for because you can drive from here, are the Fantasy class. And they, but they've renovated some, and I think they've added more balconies.
Yeah, I was doing some research on the Paradise just because I know that we've got some free time in the summer coming up, and we were like, well, let's maybe look at another cruise. And they are adding balcony. I think they're adding 98 balcony rooms to the Paradise. This will be great.
Is there room in those Ocean View staterooms for a balcony? Or are you going to be in a closet now?
I was thinking about that because I was thinking, like, how could they maximize the space to create a balcony? And the only thing that I can think is maybe they would shorten the closet space because the closet space was pretty ample in our room. So I'm thinking that maybe they would shorten that and then move the bed closer to the door and then create it that way.
And you know, if they lift the bed up so you can put your luggage under the bed, like some other cruise lines have done, that, you know, that frees up some space.
It does free up some space.
There's ways to
I mean, the rooms weren't terrible. The beds were super comfortable. And I think that we were in one of the rooms that had been like kind of renovated previously, because it really wasn't terrible. It was a very spacious room. The only thing that I couldn't like fathom was the fact that it only had one outlet in the entire room. You guys know, I literally hunted down our cabin steward as soon as we got there and begged him for a power strip because, like, my husband sleeps with a CPAP. I brought a fan with us because I have to have, like, circulating air in a room. And then, you know, I'm a girl. I have a blow dryer, I have a curling iron, you know, like, we had to charge iPads and iPhones and everything. So thankfully, he found me a power strip on the first day, and I tipped him $20 for it. Like, that's how serious it was for me.
It is serious.
Well, I mean, it was from 1998, right? It was christened in 1998. Yeah. And it was Fantasy class.
It is fantasy class. Okay.
So, yeah, in 1998, we still weren't into the the technological.
We were into cheap cruises in 98.
Yeah, but we still had things that plugged in.
Didn't own a hair straightener in 1998.
Yes.
And people were going with it. I mean, if it was anything like the 80s, your hair was big.
Yeah.
And you were scrunching.
Yeah.
All you really needed was an ocean
breeze. And your cell phone held the charge for a week, so.
Oh, shoot. We didn't bring cell phones on.
Cell phone. You saw that was still phone in a bag time back then.
Yeah, really.
I had a Motorola flip phone back
then.
Or a
brick.
Yeah, it was a brick. So
I had the Motorola flip phone that wasn't even like a flip. Like, there's no part of the phone flip. It was like a plastic cover. cover.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, exactly. So these upgrades then, because that, I think that was the big thing for me whenever the Paradise came up on a list to show to a client, the big missing piece, it wasn't so much the balconies, although that did hurt, but it was the Funship 2.0 stuff. No Guy's Burger Bar, no Red Frog Pub, none of that. So what was that like not having, I mean, obviously with Dry Dock, they're adding a lot of that stuff, right?
Yeah, they are. They're adding a lot of that stuff. It was, you know, honestly, I feel like it kind of forced us to slow down and just relax on this vacation. So we weren't necessarily like battling to get a reservation somewhere or get a seat at the bar or something like that. So I didn't miss it terribly. Had I been on a 7-day cruise though, it probably would have been a different story. Mm-hmm. But you know, with the shorter cruise, it really wasn't that big of a deal because we, you know, we had a lot of time just to chill out. And unfortunately, like when we left Tampa, it was in the 40s. Hmm. And it's probably like the one day of the year that Tampa gets below, you know, 60 degrees. And we just so happened to be on a cruise ship that day. But it was awful. But so we spent a lot of time indoors. But even without all of the extra, you know, restaurants and everything, it wasn't that terrible. But I think that I probably will not cruise on another ship that doesn't have the Funship 2.0 upgrade, just knowing how big of a difference it makes in the experience.
Yeah. I think the good news is I don't think there are any anymore. I think the Paradise was the last holdout.
Last one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
We were just the last one.
The Elation.
Yeah, I think it is the very last one. And so it's taken them 5 years to basically go through their whole fleet and update everything.
But those are some good upgrades. The Guy's Burger Joint just makes it right there.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. And the Alchemy Bar and the Red Frog Pub, like it's going to make everything so much better.
Yeah. Does it have?
And it's funny too because we went to ask the cruise director portion that they always have is because we love doing that to hear what their lives are like because that's just an insane lifestyle to me. But I appreciate them for what they do. But so somebody was asking her about the upgrades, and so after she told us about what upgrades were happening, we're walking around the ship trying to imagine, like, oh, so what do you think they're going to put there? Like, do you think that could house Red Frog? You know, my husband's like, oh, maybe they're going to put the Alchemy Bar right here. And so, like, it was kind of cool to walk through and be like, well, if we go on the ship again, like, we're going to get to rediscover everything, and it's going to be a totally different boat for us next time. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
Did they have the movie screen out by the pool deck?
No, they did not. That was one thing that we were kind of disappointed about. Because we love going out to watch a movie after, like, all the shows and everything are over.
Yeah.
Just as a way to unwind. But, no, they didn't have that. The pool deck was, like, really weird. Because they didn't have, like, for the amount of people that were on the boat, there wasn't enough water space for them. Mm-hmm. And I know that they are adding a waterworks area for the kids. And then they are adding some additional pools for the adults. Which they need to because the one pool that they have is, like, the size of a king size bed. It was so small. Like, we didn't even get in the water. Yeah, right? We got in the water one time because it was too crazy. And it was a pretty full ship. Like, I mean, it seemed to me that it was a packed boat. So, yeah, they're going to add all of that stuff. So, the pools are going to get larger. They're going to have the waterworks area for the kids. And then I think that they said that they were revamping the top of the ship so that it would have the movie screen for the dive-in movies.
I was on the Pride a couple years ago, and they had a retractable roof. So it was January, but you could watch the movies outside because they would close the roof, and it was really awesome. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was I loved.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah,
yeah. I am really glad it's getting a makeover because I think we have being the last of the holdouts. It's like. It's bad enough that there are no balconies, but to have none of those.
Yeah.
But I did wonder, because it is sort of old school cruising, again, it sort of throws back, because back in the 90s, the reason the ship doesn't have that stuff is because people didn't demand it. It wasn't, people were on the ship to enjoy being on the ship, not,
And we had longer attention spans back then, too. Like, we didn't need to have something new to stimulate us every day.
That's true.
Like we all do now. I mean, now we need a new restaurant every night, and we need to...
Yeah, that's very true.
It's true.
Was it just you and your husband, or did you take your little girl?
Oh, no, she did not go with us. This was adult time. And it's so funny, because, like, the second day that we went to breakfast, so we were sitting down, it was a sea day because they had, like, the nice brunch. So we're sitting down at our table, and we looked over at the table next to us, and there was a family there, and they had a little girl that was about the same age as ours, and she's 2. And so we were just kind of looking at her like, oh, we miss our daughter, we miss her so much. And then, so, like, the family got up to leave, and we both were just kind of like, oh, we miss our daughter. We were looking at your kids and thinking, you know, that we miss our baby. And the father looked at us, and he said, don't ever go cruising with a two-year-old. He said, this has been miserable. I've been chasing her all over the place, and we are not enjoying ourselves. And we just kind of laughed, and we were like, well, yeah, that's why we left her at home.
So did you tour the kids' clubs or anything? Did you go take a look at them?
I kind of looked in the window. It was a really, really small area, though, with not a lot of windows. Like, the only window they had was a round window on the door. And so, like, unless you actually walked in, which I didn't try to because I thought they would think I was a weirdo for, like, looking at the children if they're not mine. So you couldn't really see a lot of what was going on. But I will tell you that we witnessed a lot of children making friends with each other, a lot of teenagers making friends with each other, and then kind of ganging up and hanging out the rest of the week. So I would imagine that they have a pretty good program if the kids were able to get along and form friendships that easily.
Well, one of the 2.0 things is the Dr. Seuss theming in their ships and stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know if they... Because I know some of them, they already had the Dr. Seuss on there without actually going through the upgrades and stuff.
Yeah, they did some sort of a breakfast with the characters, but there wasn't, like, a parade or anything like they did with other ships that we had been on in the past. But they did have the characters out there one morning for a breakfast with Dr. Seuss kind of thing.
Breakfast with the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. Yes, that was it. I did not do it, but I saw it there.
Yeah, and a lot of times, though, even because your daughter's two, so she wouldn't have been able to really go into the kids' clubs anyway. Usually, you have to be free and potty trained to
get over.
You mentioned the brunch on sea days. As someone who hasn't done a lot of cruising, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the brunch was really nice. It's the same brunch that we've had in the past with Carnival cruises, but the food is really, really delicious. So, I mean, we can't complain about what it is. There's something for everybody. There's savory options, there's sweet options, there's lunch foods, there's breakfast foods, there's kind of something for everybody.
Is it on days that you're at sea that they do a nicer breakfast? Is that what happens?
Yeah, the brunches are just basically for sea days. On the days where you dock, you have to either eat lunch or breakfast, as room service in your room in the morning or go to the Lido deck.
Yeah, I don't actually, you know, it's interesting because she's mentioning that, and I don't really remember that, but I didn't seek it out on any Carnival cruise. So I may have attended a brunch without realizing that's what I was attending. And then, because, you know, Marcus loves to eat in the buffet, especially for breakfast. But, so yeah.
I don't... that Marcus loves to eat.
Yeah, well, that's true. But when it's a buffet with bacon, it's even better. So, he's all about the bacon. So yeah, I don't know that I noticed it as being different.
The one time, the Carnival ship I was on the Pride, I remember we went to the restaurant for breakfast a couple times, but it was the same food that was in the buffet. Like, if we order, it was, like, the same type of stuff. You know, like, I always get
it. Right, but it's better because somebody brings it to you.
And they cook it. Right. I mean, it was sitting there and all. They cook it and they bring it right to you.
That's the best part.
Eggs Benedict is, like, my cruise staple. I love getting Eggs Benedict.
And it's so good. We were, like, really partial to the smoked salmon and bagel platter. But the brunch... Yeah, the brunch menu is a dedicated menu for the sea days. So both days that we had sea days, it was the same menu both times, but it's definitely different than what they offer on the Lido deck for breakfast.
So two sea days makes me think that they would have a lot of cool stuff to do on board. Did you win a ship on a stick?
Did you enter the hairiest legs contest?
That I did not. It was too freaking cold. It was awful. It was so windy and it was so cold.
Oh. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
But they did have the normal things like trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my go-to is the Friends trivia, because I'm probably one of the biggest Friends fans that you can meet. I pretty much always win that one. But I don't like to, like, tell people that I've won it because I want somebody else to have a chance.
So, did you win?
I might give you a run for your money, Ashley.
You would? We'll have to challenge it one day.
This is a challenge.
Yeah, I'm like, actually, all I want to do is put you on my team because the Friends trivia is like the one trivia that I always tank at because I don't watch television. So, yeah. So, I can't, and my husband does watch television. Game of Thrones trivia, he could knock out of the park. But Friends, nope. Nope, nope, nope. In fact, he would be hard pressed to tell you what city it takes place in, which I at least could tell you that.
My cousin and I
I've ever even seen an episode, like an entire episode. Yeah. I think I've seen parts of it flipping through the channels, but I know the theme song.
What?
Not in Harry Potter trivia, though. My two favorite.
We did actually do well at Harry Potter trivia. So, yeah, Carnival does Harry Potter trivia. So, I guess so. The next cruise, then, that we're all on together, we'll have to put Donna and Ashley head to head and see how that goes.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't even know what the theme song is.
You would know it if you heard it. You would know
it. All seasons are on Netflix. In my house, there's probably three things on the TV: Friends, The Office, or Harry Potter.
My daughter has binge watched all of Friends, and they like do it in improv in her drama class too.
It's so funny to hear you say that too, because the Disney music trivia on Disney Cruise Line, I always walk in there completely smug because I always win it. And there's so many Disney fans on Disney Cruise Line. Every one of them goes in thinking they know, but then they get stuck on something like scales and arpeggios from Aristocats or something. Like, I know that really obscure, like, I know songs from Bedknobs and Broomsticks, and that's where it'll get you. It's just that one point. And that's, you know, people get them all the time. I also know who played the male lead in Mulan, which is always, always, always a question. You know, they'll play the song and they'll be like, who sang this? And people don't know who it is. Do you know who it is?
No.
Do you know who it is, Lindsay?
No, I don't know.
See, people don't know. It's Donny Osmond. That is Donny Osmond. It totally is. And nobody knows that. Although now all of you know that. And all six of our listeners know.
I know that too.
Yeah.
Scott knows too.
Yep. Except next time you'll be there and they'll ask the question and you'll be like, wait.
Only Donny Osmond song on my iPod.
did you win a ship on a stick?
No. No, I didn't. I'm too humble of a trivia player to worry about that. Plus, I mean, like, what would I do with it?
Well, my cousin...
Some people are really, really nasty about it. Yeah. Like, I've seen people get in fights over a stupid ship on a stick, and I'm like, you guys can have it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like,
there's actually...
my life over a piece of plastic.
The last Carnival cruise we took, Chris and I won a music trivia, but it was a tie, and they had two medals, one for us and one for the other lady. They gave it to the other lady, and this guy came up and snatched it out of her hand and broke it. And oh, he was just, he was like joking around, but it like, because these are not very expensive gifts. And it just like fell apart, and he's like, they only have the two. So I handed her mine, and he's like, I'll get you another one later. I'm like, it's fine. I mean, it really is fine. So people are.
Yeah, people, I mean, it's, and it's definitely, Carnival's more of a rowdy crowd cruise ship anyway, so yeah, you add alcohol with the ship on a stick and it can't end well.
We went, the time I went, it was in January, and there maybe were 100 kids total on the ship, and it was a bunch of old people, and when we played Frozen Trivia, those people didn't know anything.
It was so funny. You're like, I'm winning this.
In the bag.
How about the shows at night? Did you like any of the shows at night?
You know, I feel like I'll be quite honest and let you guys know. I was a music major when I was in college. So, like, performance is kind of my thing. Because I did it. You know, I was a performer for, you know, probably 15 years of my life. And so I feel like I'm at a loss when it comes to these kind of shows, because I'm very, very critical and I'm very, very picky. And I feel like maybe, and I don't know if this is like a corporate thing that they do, but maybe they start off people in the entertainment industry, like on the smaller ships, and then they move according to like how they perform and how they do and everything. So there was one vocalist, a female vocalist, that she was pretty good. Then there was one that was not very good at all. And so it was really hard for me to enjoy like every aspect of the show, knowing that like I was trying to help her like get on pitch most of the time.
Doing that thing with your head.
Theatrical wise, like, the sets are great. The costumes are nice. And then like the content of the shows, they have really good music that's in it, but I'm really, really picky and really hard to please. And my husband gets mad at me all the time, because even at like he's a high school teacher, like at his high school musicals at school. He'll be like, what did you think of that musical? And I'm like, well, the lead needed to work on her notes a little bit. You know, she missed lines here and there. And he's like, such a jerk. They're kids. And I'm like, I know, but if it was my kid, I would tell her. I'd be honest with her. Like, that's good. She'll do it again.
Engineer in his spare time, and he's the same way. So
yeah. It's hard to turn that off in my mind. But, you know, all things considered, it was okay. It was okay. But it's just, it's a very small, like, they have a very, very small stage. So I feel like it wasn't maybe as impressive as it would be on a larger ship. And then, you know, they don't have a live band. Carnival, I guess, doesn't do live bands.
They've they never do have on them. Any. They have them on some of the bigger ships, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing to me because I really love live bands.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of it?
Of the cruise? Being able to hang out with my husband for 4 whole days without a 2-year-old hanging all over us. I read 2 whole books while I was there. Which is impressive. I haven't read a book since I was pregnant, I think. And so, you know, just relaxing, getting away and not having a phone and email and everything attached to me. It was really nice to relax.
Mm-hmm. That is one thing about cruising. I think you can really disconnect still mm-hmm. when you're cruising.
If you're purposeful about it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it costs you money to turn your phone on at sea, you know, so.
Yeah, the one cruise that I've been on kind of by myself, I love that. I brought 4 or 5 books with me, and I went with my neighbors across the street, and they kept saying, don't you want it? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Leave me here. It was like one of those deck chairs kind of that was shade and sun. The breezes were blowing. You know, every once in a while, somebody would go by and say, do I give you the drink? You know, and I just. Red, it was happiest girl in the whole world.
Yeah,
that was definitely my favorite part. Just relaxing and not having to be plugged into something the whole time.
You know, I like sitting on the back of the ship too and kind of watching that view. Mm-hmm. You know, like where you're leaving from and everything behind you.
I just booked a couple on a cruise. It's their first cruise. And basically she's like, I don't really care what there is to do on the ship. And I immediately thought of the paradise. She's like, all I want to do is sit on my balcony and read. And I was like, oh. So we had to find her something else.
Well, they're leaving after March. I think it was like March 22nd or something like 26th, that.
26th, I think. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. It makes me want to get on the Elation or whichever one's going out of Charleston now. Cause I do have so many people that want to go
Ecstasy.
On that. Ecstasy?
The Ecstasy.
Okay.
Going out of Charleston? Yeah. The Ecstasy is going out of Charleston right now.
Yeah, I know they switch it up.
It's the Ecstasy, but, But soon it'll be the Sunshine.
Okay, that'll be cool.
Next year. So.
That'll be a nice bigger one.
You really can't beat it, because for the price of, I've been looking up a cruise for a wedding party, and they're wanting to go in the Paradise because they want to get married in Grand Cayman, and that's the only ship out of either Tampa or Orlando that's stopping in Grand Cayman at the time. And I mean, looking in mid-September for cruises, you know, the cruises start at like $294, mm-hmm. and like a interior room with a king size bed is only going for like $334, something like that, for a 4-day or 5-day cruise. So you really can't beat the value of a cruise. I think that aside from, you know, all inclusives, it really is the best way to get the most bang for your buck for your family, especially if you're a larger family and you want to travel on a budget. And make sure that there is something for everybody in your party to do. Mm-hmm. Cruises are hands down the easiest way to have a vacation like that come to reality.
Yeah.
See, I think that's the difference between living in Florida, though, and living in North Carolina, because the Charleston one is not cheap. You know, it's not...
it's the only show in town.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And people want to drive there. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, and it's usually like a 4 or 5 day, so it's not like... rock bottom or anything like that, but people like it because they can drive to it and, you know, they can spend 4 or 5 days on a ship, and now they've got all the upgrades, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll have to go on it and check it out.
One of us is going to have to go on the Paradise now and compare it. I think Ashley should be the one to do it.
Yeah.
Because we need to see
how it's changed.
Yeah.
Do it.
I mean, I'm not paying for it or anything, just to make that clear. You're going to have to sit through another timeshare presentation.
I've thought about it. I've thought about going just because I read on the Carnival website that Jamie D is going to be the cruise director there for like a while.
Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I'd go back just because, you know, she's going to be there and to see the upgrades for it. I know that it would be a fun time if I did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. All right, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click on podcast at the top of the page, and find the episode you wish to comment on, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or you can search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of our special guest, Ashley.
Yay!
Lindsay, Laura, Elizabeth, Donna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!